This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton. It's about 6 minutes past the hour. My first two guests are here to talk about a special evening at Egan tonight, Thursday, out at University of Alaska Southeast. We have Jim Powell and also Jessica Graybill here in the studio. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks for
having us.
Jim, I'm going to have you start and outline Arctic Frost and this special meeting you're having tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much, Scott, for having us. Tonight is an opportunity for the public to hear about what this organization is and some of the research projects that we're doing. Arctic Frost is a network of scientists across Russia, Scandinavia, Canada, Alaska. Really, that mission is to do interdisciplinary science. We have natural scientists and we have social scientists working on Arctic issues. And our theme this year is sustainability and indigenousness. So that's what we're doing. For example, today we had indigenous leaders in the community. We had Byron Mallott talk to us, the lieutenant governor. And so we're made up of professors and teachers and educators and students. So we have about, I think it's like 15 to 18 students, master's degree, PhD students. They're working on projects matched with professors. So it's a time that we can all look at each other's work and critique where they're at in their studies. So those will come to the special evening at Egan.
And that's 7 p.m. tonight at the university. Whereabouts at the U?
Right in the auditorium.
All right. Yeah. Okay, sounds good. And about how many people will be presenting?
About six.
And among them is Jessica Graybill. She specializes in community resilience, specifically in Russia. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And a lot of that work has been in the Arctic, but also the subarctic and further south in places like Vladivostok.
So you two... Why aren't we studying equatorial science? Why is the Arctic important?
Well, to make a bad pun that you all live here daily, the Arctic is hot, right? Both as a topic and in terms of a region of the climate of the world that's warming twice as fast as everywhere else. The kinds of global changes we're seeing and that we will see worldwide are happening here faster.
That's the canary, I guess.
That's absolutely right, in the coal mine.
What are you going to be talking about tonight, Jessica?
Well, so Arctic Frost. Frost stands for Frontiers of Sustainability. And I am always interested in trying to understand how different peoples around the world, but in this case around the Pan-Arctic region, the circum-Arctic areas, are thinking about sustainability from within their own cultures or between cultures and places as people from different places meet and talk and decide that there's so many different facets to this. How do we start addressing it?
Can you give us an example of a community or a person that you've worked with and some of the challenges they're facing?
Oh, goodness, yes. I have most recently been working in the Murmansk region of Russia, and that's in the northwestern part of Russia. And there's a community there, a small town called Teriberka. And they are a coastal town. It's the only open-access coastal town in the Russian Arctic. The rest of it is a closed military border zones. And they have seen an influx of tourists in the last, 5 years maximum, 10 years, maybe 10 years maximum. And that's both exciting in terms of new opportunities with tourism, but it's also extremely challenging to deal with that kind of influx and figure out what's the place of everyday life versus catering to others.
We're not Arctic, but we do have some challenges with tourism from time to time here in Juneau.
I saw one of those boats this morning.
And may I ask some of those challenges with tourism, too many folks, not enough resources, what else?
Not enough of anything. Mm. Both resources and there's not a gas station in this town, let me put it that way. But not enough garbage receptacles for new things coming in, not enough hotels or apartments for people to stay in, not enough camping grounds, not enough food on site, et cetera, et cetera. Not enough understanding of what the tourism industry is.
That's interesting. Often when we think about climate change, we think about sort of environmental changes, not so much social like that. That's
That's right. And so as a group of social scientists and interdisciplinarians in Arctic Frost, we're really, really exceptionally focused on the social and cultural aspects of sustainability.
All right. And this sort of goes out to both of you. Can you help us understand who else will be there tonight and what they might be talking about?
There's a variety of topics, I think, from the different areas. We have some Russian topics.
We do.
What else?
We have some Russian topics. We have some topics, especially examples from the Canadian Arctic, Alaskan as well, thinking through economic issues of sustainability as well as the social, cultural, and of course, environmental.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other countries that share the Arctic zone. Finland?
Well, there's normally eight countries that you consider in the Arctic, like mm-hmm. there's the Arctic Council.
Mm.
And then that includes Russia. You have a lot of regions, I think. And I mean, 60% of the Arctic is Russia.
That's right.
So, and a lot of people don't know that it's that big. But if you talk about the Arctic and you're not including Russia, you're not including 60% of it. So that's huge. And we have Russians in town, Russian scholars like Jessica. but we have actually participants from Russia.
Greenland.
Greenland, Iceland, Canada, Alaska, Lower 48, folks that are studying it from the Lower 48. So we have a good variety of scientists. It's an international group.
If you had to guess how much of that percentage is Alaska, what would you say? You said 60% for Russia?
Of the Arctic
proper.
Actually, quite a small percentage.
Yeah, it's like, I want to say 20.
I want to say 20%. Less, but
yeah.
That's not my... normal way
I've never
of thinking.
Thought of it that way.
I bet somebody tonight would know, though, right?
Yeah, we'll get on that for the evening.
Yes, we'll figure that one out. Yeah. There's a lot of things that go with the studying as far as the social parts. For example, what I'm studying is I'm comparing two towns in Alaska with two towns in Sweden.
Interesting.
And how they're adapting.
What towns are they here in Alaska?
Juneau.
Okay.
And Kenai. And I'm comparing those two towns with two southern towns in Sweden. As much as you can compare one town with another, which is really difficult. But those two towns are Kristianstad and also a place called Gotland, which is an island. And I picked it because we really operate here as an island. And their first cruise ship in Gotland showed up this year. And so we had discussions about what are they going to do with cruise ships, for example. Because that's going to happen more.
Interesting. So you said six people will present tonight. Evening at Egan, is it usually 1-2 hours?
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Hour and a half. And there, last week, for example, was wonderful. We had a speaker, a well-known scientist, and we had 100 and I think there was like 160 there. So, but because this is special and there's two this week, we would hope that folks would come out to hear from these international scientists.
Yeah, that's 7 p.m. tonight. So you've been meeting for most of the week, would you say, or just a couple days now?
They came in yesterday,
okay.
And we showed them Juno,
okay.
Which was wonderful. Dr. Rosita Worrell did a wonderful tour of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She was just wonderful. She gave a good grounding in indigenousness here in Juneau. And then we went out to the Mendenhall Glacier, and the director there, John Neary, talked about the glacier and where it's moving, those aspects. And of course, we hit the brewery, which is very sustainable, right? And talked and did a really in-depth behind the curtains kind of thing. How is that sustainable? And so we've had a wonderful time. But today we're in meetings. And scientists are speaking and presenting and students.
So it may be too early to ask Jessica, but any takeaways so far coming here to Juneau, anything that has opened your eyes to something that may aid you in your studies?
Thank you. That's a great question. So we're in the fourth of 5 years of Arctic Frost, these conferences annually. And this is the first time we had a wonderful panel this morning, mostly Juneau locals talking or regional people talking about the issues involving sustainability here. And so a lot of the things we heard echo things we've talked about in other years and other places. But one of the things that really struck me from our panels of professionals and experts this morning from this region is that thinking through indigeneity, thinking through people in place, which is not always about indigenous cultures, but local people and groups of different kinds of people, the need for respect and the need for understanding and being inclusive with all of that diversity to think through the big problems that face us next on this planet of ours.
The other thing that happens is just as important, if not more important, is the networking that goes on. I saw some synapses happen in the room this morning. There is a person that works in – actually, she's at the museum, but she's the first lady of – in Anchorage. She's the mayor's wife. And she works in resilience and sustainability in Anchorage. And she didn't know there was an innovations academy here in the city. Whew. They were just – connections were made. And then she even got up and she said, boy, you guys are doing a lot down here in Juneau. So we were sharing stories amongst even the Alaskans. So that's really occurring, and that's good to see sharing stories and sharing information and starting relationships.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part of this network. It's happening from the local to the regional to the international.
I saw as part of your description the phrase sustainability science. Is it safe to say that everything you're doing falls under that description?
Well, sustainability science is can be interpreted very narrowly to think about only the science of sustainability. I think what we do a whole lot more is talk about sustainability of communities, of people in place, sustainable development, rather than just the science, because there's an art to this as well.
Not to ask too broad of a question, what do you hope for the future? But maybe in a very small sense, what's one example of something that we can do moving forward to create small pieces of sustainability in our communities?
I think we're already doing it. Industry is leading the way. The brewery. I mean, if you haven't been to the brewery, you should go, because that's a brewery that's powered by beer.
This is the Alaska Brewing Company.
I mean, we're already doing it. We're plugging in our cruise ships. That's the first in the world to do that.
And that's clean electricity from Snetisham.
And it's providing a bank of a reserve of power to us. When they buy power from us, that money goes into a fund. So, there are already a number of things going, but we certainly can do more. I mean, we're going to get more tourists. How are we going to move those tourists out to the Mendenhall, Valley? And how is – now they're planning for the future, and they're looking long term. We're starting to drive electric cars. I think we're doing it. It's gradually. It's no one thing. It's these small steps.
And it's building a network. It's continuing to talk with each other, not only among like-minded people, but reaching out to talk across difference, through difference, because only with that can we grow further as communities.
That's the voice of Jessica Graybill, and we've been speaking with Jim Powell as well. They're part of Arctic Frost, a network of scientists and mentors, teachers, and scholars. They'll be presenting tonight at a special UAS evening at Egan Thursday night. You're probably used to them on Friday nights, and there is one tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow on Juneau Afternoon. But this one's tonight, 7 p.m. It's free, I'm assuming, like all evening at Egan's.
I'm
free. Getting some nodding.
Absolutely.
Over here.
Yep.
All right. I found you easily at UAS Evening at Egan, a little Google search if you want more information. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about this evening?
We look forward to, of course, certainly talking at you, but also with you. All of the community that comes, we really welcome questions.
Excellent. Anything else?
There'll be time for questions and answers for sure. I think it's an opportunity to talk to folks that live in different parts of the Arctic. That's neat in itself in their stories.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show, you two.
Thank you.